From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has nominated a four-star general to take over the command of U.S. forces in Iraq. General George Casey Jr. would take over from three-star Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. Today's move is intended to demonstrate the U.S. is serious about stabilizing Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Casey comes from a military family. His father, Major General George Casey, was killed in a helicopter crash in 1970 on his way to visit wounded soldiers in Vietnam. That was a turning point for George Casey, Jr., according to retired Major General William Nash, who served with both men.
But certainly embodied in him a sense of duty to country and a legacy that is very difficult to live up to, but George has certainly done an excellent job in maintaining, if you will, the family standard.
George Casey Jr., who has a bachelor's and master's degree in international studies, joined the U.S. Army in 1970. His career took him overseas to Germany and to the Balkans and to Egypt, where he served in the United Nations Observer Force. General Nash, now with the Council on Foreign Relations, says over the years, Casey forged a close relationship with the current head of the U.S. Central Command, John Abizaid.
In the Balkans, General Abizaid and General Casey were both assistant division commanders of mine. It's great to see the homeboys do good, and they are good friends, both professionally and personally, and I think that working relationship will be to the nation's benefit.
Casey developed another key skill in the Balkans, working well with U.S. diplomats. That's according to Robert Gelbard, who was the U.S. special envoy to the region.
He gave me a T-shirt that says on it, "Someone in the Pentagon loves me." I still have that. It's a warm, friendly greeting from him and from the Pentagon, and I think it exemplified how closely we were actually working together.
Gelbard said the same will have to be true for General Casey and the new U.S. ambassador to Baghdad, John Negroponte. Gelbard adds there is a tough side to Casey, something he saw when the two men had to confront a Serb general who had been cheating on a deal with the U.S. over Kosovo. According to Gelbard, Casey first showed the general satellite photos of Serb forces in the camps where they were supposed to be.
And he said, those troops obviously will be left alone. Then he showed him a satellite photograph of Serb artillery and tanks and troops that were attempting to be hidden in the forest. And he made it very clear that we would destroy those. And the Serb general reacted very physically because George had made his point in the clearest way possible without any sense of insult. I think it was extremely effective.
Few analysts would speculate as to what kind of imprint Casey might make on the U.S. mission in Iraq. Tom Donnelly of the American Enterprise Institute points out that Casey had little to do with the planning for the war since he was on the Pentagon's joint staff at the time.
There are no discernible fingerprints. Planning for the war was mostly done inside CENTCOM and without a whole lot of, as far as I can tell, input from the joint staff. That may be that he comes to the job without a lot of baggage.
Some analysts say Casey was among the generals who discouraged Defense Secretary Rumsfeld from going into Iraq too light when there were suggestions that the U.S. could topple Saddam Hussein with just 50,000 troops. He'll take over at a time when the U.S. is sustaining casualties almost daily, faced with insurgencies and investigations into detainee abuse. Retired General Gordon Sullivan, who's president of the Association of the U.S. Army, believes Casey is well prepared.
It's a signal to me, and I think others, that, look, we're going to put one of our best officers in a very critical job at a critical time. This guy is attuned to this international community.
And to Congress, having served once in the Army's Congressional Liaison Office. Observers say that should help George Casey in his confirmation hearing in the Senate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.